Well, Mark, Seamus McGeady Award, Player of the Championship, and I know you mentioned earlier that you're not into individual awards, but still nice to get it.
It's lovely to get it. It's a huge honour, but you know, Tom, you don't get these honours out the boys you're playing with, and you know, they deserve the award as much as me, you know, but I'm delighted to get it and honoured, as I said. You would know more than anything, us growing up, I've been along with Seamus, and he's hopefully, just, you know, his memory lives on, and you know, that's a great award to have.
Yeah, you had a great championship. You know, there was a lot of players had great championships for Kilkerr. Your own brother Ryan, obviously. You know, Owen, Patrick himself had a great year. Patrick McBrearty, Kieran McGinley. You know, all had a great year. It was a great year for Kilkerr.
It is, and it's down to the work they put in. But you know, we're lucky enough at this moment in time to be blessed with the players we have. You know, them things don't go on forever, so. We need to build them again, and we need to go back at it again next year, and hopefully that we can, we can win it again next year, basically. But it's a good time in Kilkerr at the minute, and
hard to believe it was 24 years. It was a long time.
It was, and listen, we got a lot of semi-finals, and since I started back playing about maybe 2008. And I must have lost about maybe five or six semi-finals. We were always there or thereabouts, but we just never could get over the line, and thankfully this year we did. Yeah.
Just missed out on it last year, but I think that even gelled you more and made you more united and more determined than ever this year.
I don't know to gel us more, we're all brothers down in Kilkerr. I think we learned from it more than anything. I think we gained experience from that game that maybe the cuteness Glen Sully had that we hadn't had, you know, in previous. And I think that was one of the biggest reasons. As I said, if I got a penny every time this year, I was told you have to lose one to win one.
Yeah.
But you know what? It actually probably is truth, because I think watching the final this year, I know it wasn't a great game, but watching it, I think we learned from what we lost last year, and we brought it into that game. So
it wasn't a great final, but it was one that you never looked like losing.
It probably wasn't a great final, but we. We went out with a plan, and we had to change our plan 5 minutes into the game, and we had a job to do. And, you know, we said at half time in the dressing room that whatever we have to do to win this game, we'll do it, and thankfully we did.
When Ulster did well against Scotstown, beat Scotstown, a very strong Scotstown team, gave Sloughneil a run for their money in the semi-final, you know, give you a taste of what that you're up there, you're good enough. So obviously a lot to build on for next year.
Yeah, a lot to build on. And listen, that Scotstown team's a phenomenal team. And, you know, I'd like to see the team's going to beat them this year, but best luck to them. But we got a taste for it, but you're never happy with... You know what you have in football and sport in general. You're never happy with what you have, but we were disappointed last weekend, obviously. And there was chances maybe in that match that we could have took, and we didn't. But that's football, that's life. I think we're just beat by the better team of the day.
So double success, league and championship. You know, it'll be a good Christmas.
It'll be a good Christmas in Kilkerr, right? I think our dinner dance is on just after Christmas, so that'll be a good night down in Kilkerr. So listen, they don't come around too often, so we may as well enjoy them.